What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Do you know what Cream Fiend is?
They sell Nangs, nitrous oxide canisters for making...
Cakes.
Cakes. Yeah, but yeah. They'll deliver them to you any time of day, night. Cream Fiend.
Welcome back to the podcast, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
Mark Beattie, everyone. This is How to Not Comedy.
This is Ethan's hungover.
He's really not ready for this.
He looks like shit, too.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, big party. No
worries. Yeah, I feel like shit.
Welcome.
Yeah.
I'll have you know I washed my hair this morning, Ethan, so you don't have to put up with my greasy scalp.
That's good.
It's pretty oily last night. He commented on it.
Okay, yeah, good.
The only straight dude ever to comment on my hair.
I don't
hair.
Know about that, but... Sure.
How greasy are you talking?
It's pretty...
I hate getting called straight. It triggers me. That stupid fat bitch out the front of the fucking... I can't even think of words.
Crown and Anchor.
Crown and Anchor, yeah. She called me a straight white male. And I was like, you couldn't be any... Fuck you! I'm bi! You got the fucking white part, right? The other part, come around. Let's hang out.
Yeah.
Bring your boyfriend. I'll fuck both of you. Anyway. Go on to how I'm fucking weird for commenting on your hair. What was wrong with that? It was greasy. It was real fucking greasy.
It's all the KFC I've been eating lately.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I'm a dirty boy for Dirty Bird. So we brought you on the podcast. You had your gig on the Central Coast, Mark. How was it?
I did on Friday night.
Was it good?
Was.
How'd you do?
Very good. Yeah, quite well.
Yeah,
I heard you did well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's like the best set I've done, but it was decent, yeah.
It was a good room?
Great room.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So...
Which, that was coming from Adam, so I wasn't sure. Because he stitched us up the other night at the... At the Chippo in Sydney.
Come down to this.
Chippendale Hotel.
This room's really great. Come and do this. It'll be fun. Oh, no.
That was brutal. So his reputation was questionable at that point.
Yeah.
No, so but it was really good. They were there to see comedy, basically. So you had everyone's attention.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it was quiet. It was in a kind of its own sort of room.
Yeah, okay.
So it was closed off as well, which is, it was dead quiet, so...
Yeah.
So you tell a joke and they're waiting for a punchline.
That's awesome.
So it was like, and the laughs were good, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's great to hear, man.
Yeah.
So, where was it? Just...
Gosford Sailing Club.
Gosford Sailing Club.
It's kind of like an RSL sort of setup.
Yeah.
And then there was this room sort of, on its own. Excellent.
Curated open mic there, isn't it? So he like picks and chooses.
Yeah. He picks, basically, yeah. So there was...
I think there's been some issues there in the past where people have come on. Oh, I don't know. It might have been always curated. But anyway, someone came on and it was like a bit of in between her and the people in the crowd and it was just like a shit fight. So he's a bit more...
he's very
cautious.
Selective,
yeah.
Which is why neither of us have been
exactly,
allowed.
Yeah. He's like, fuck these cunts. Not doing that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I sort of held off on the consent joke because I thought I was just kind of keep it reasonably clean.
Yeah.
Did you try it any new stuff?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a couple of one-liners.
Yeah.
Probably try out on Tuesday as well, see if they float again.
Yeah.
Did you do the girl on the bus joke one-liner?
No, I haven't done that. I'm going to try that on Tuesday as well.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing that one.
See if that works.
Because it's like it's a good setup because it makes the crowd think that you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You mate. And then it turns around and it's like, oh no, the crowd's the piece of shit because they've judged you.
Yeah.
Preemptively.
Yeah, that was Chris. I can thank Chris for that. We'll see if it works.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, okay.
I can't wait to see it.
Chris gave you the note for that, did he?
I wrote the original bit, which sounds like I'm hitting a woman.
Do you want to do it?
You
might as well.
Yeah.
I haven't even practiced it yet, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I hit on a girl the other day, and when she got up, I asked for a number. which kind of sounds, I don't know if it works, but it kind of sounds like you've punched
her. Yeah, it does.
And then Chris was like, no, you need it. So the punchline is, she finished her coffee, she got up to leave, or something like that. I haven't worked out the ending of it yet.
Yeah, that's good.
Which turns it
back around.
Me. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's fucking, that's a really good joke.
I'm hoping for like an, when I say the first bit, them to sort of give me a, I'm hoping for that. That's what I want. So if that works.
We'll, yeah, no, that's great. Be like, yeah, well, makes sense, guys. Like, once they give you that, you'd be like, she'd finished her coffee. Yeah. Was she going to sit there with an empty cup?
Yeah. And I'm going to say, what, you're looking at me like I punched a woman or something. Like, what's going on? Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Well, I suppose we'll just get straight into the jokes then. Ethan hasn't prepared at all. Call yourself a piece of shit,
hang
Ethan.
Hang on, I've got some jokes in my notebook. I'll just go grab it. You start.
All right, no worries. So, we've got a couple. Just going through my thing because I should really like start
there, man.
Well, yeah, man. So I've got a joke. So I've decided to start growing a moustache. Apparently, I wasn't low enough down on the list of men women want to fuck in this room. I decided to roll a child warning sign on my face as well. It's not the best.
Child warning sign?
Yeah.
What is a child warning sign?
A moustache. That's what it is. Yeah. Sorry, these aren't. I literally was writing these down. I haven't looked at them since.
This is like a watch out pedos about sign.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
That's where I kind of thought you were going with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. So yeah, maybe I'll change that to watch out.
I did a joke about that ages ago. I don't think it really stuck, but it was about something to do with like how women complain about how society has standards for how they wear their hair and shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but if you can't get away with like doing a Hitler or a fucking like a pedo mustache,
yeah,
like, we feel it too, ladies. Like, we're not the only ones who have to conform to certain standards. You can't just rock up with it. I'm doing Charlie Chaplin. No, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You're going home.
Yeah. Yeah. Parallel, that one.
Yeah. Next joke I wrote was New Start and Youth Allowance recipients who fail drug tests will have to go to rehab now. It's like, can you imagine being sent to rehab for having a couple of cones and smacking some nangs with the boys? What does the sharing circle look like in that fucking center? James, why did you turn to the devil's drug, marijuana? Well, it unlocked my potential for creativity, and Joe Rogan said it's okay. So, yeah. It's like, what about you, Jamie? It's like, I just smoke a little indica to realign my chakras. That was what I wrote there. It's like, but yeah, if you want to pick up chicks who smell funny and wear knitted clothing, your best bet is to hit up the local rehab clinic over the next couple of months.
I like how you went with James because James is a comedian that smokes weed. And then you went with Jamie because he's on Joe Rogan. It's like all linked up in your brain there, bro.
Yeah. I
can read you like a book.
Yeah, wow. That is good. I just went James, Jamie. They sound the same.
But you gotta be careful with doing references to like Rogan and shit, because like we all watch him because we're fucking comics, so you watch all the comics.
Yeah.
But most people in the crowd won't know what the fuck you're talking about. He is very popular.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, he's pretty popular.
But
he's the new Jesus, I think.
New Jesus.
If you don't know who Joe Rogan is, I don't want you to get my jokes.
Yeah, fair
you can
enough.
Fuck right off.
Yeah.
There's another one. I've written a few this week. I used to think it's a pity that Santa isn't real, but it's probably for the best, you know, with all the allegations being thrown around religious figures lately. It's hard to imagine a man who sneaks into houses of children would avoid a scandal up until now.
Yeah, you should, like, you could try and go self-deprecating with that and compare yourself to being like a fat man sliding down the chimney in the night, bringing presents to your children. Like, if I did that, it's not going to fucking work.
Yeah.
I'm going to get arrested.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
The next one's, there's nothing worse than when you look at a real hot chick, and I'm like talking 10 out of 10, blonde, beautiful body. She's probably a model. Like, I'm hoping I can really look at a chick in the crowd while I'm doing this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And be like, and then you realize she's probably taken a shit so foul it'd make you dry heave.
That's just fucked.
Yeah.
So you're going to point at the girl and then...
I have no feedback for this one.
Yeah. Yeah, because it turns out women shit. It's gross.
Crazy that.
I know.
Who'd have thought?
If you put a siren in a song, you can get fucked. That's all I wrote. Just want to put that out.
You might want to explain it a bit further. I get what you're saying.
Like, yeah.
Just you're driving along and you think cops are behind you and shit. But
yeah,
flush
yeah.
it out a bit.
Nah, fuck that.
Nah.
If you put a siren in a song, you can get fucked. I'm not even going to say that on stage. I'm just saying that in the podcast.
All right. That's probably should be the way to go, mate.
Yeah. last one. Flume ate a chick's ass at Burning Man.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Flume, get it.
Yeah. A festival of where there's a lot of hard drugs, very little amenities in the fucking desert.
Yeah, that asshole, it would have been foul.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when it comes to butt stuff, like I'm the last man to judge. Like, but when a fat man with a penchant for all things buttholes on women takes a second take at what a DJ is doing in the desert, it's like I feel like you made some bad decisions. So yeah, that's my jokes. That's my jokes, guys.
At least you're writing.
Yeah.
Good, yeah.
Yeah. It was a fucking... But yeah, wow. Did you watch the video? Flume
no,
eating
I
that chick's
I
ass? She had coloured hair. Yeah.
Can you bring it up? I want to watch it. I haven't seen it either.
Yeah, it's great. She's got coloured hair.
But yeah, after like...
How is there a video of this?
Someone asked him. He's like, do you eat ass? And then...
He did. His girlfriend filmed it.
It's a Burning Man, dude. Like, there's no rules there.
Mm.
You just do whatever the fuck you want, apart from, like, you know,
oh, look,
assault and rape and all those terrible things. Like, there's a tent for that, though, I've heard. If you want
a rape tent.
Probably. I don't know. There's a tent for everything there. Like, whatever you're into, it's fucked.
Wow. What do you...
I don't know if it's quite a rape tent. I think it's like an orgy dome, I think is the word for it.
Yeah, okay.
And there's, like, certain rules and shit that you have to abide to. Like, obviously no rape, but I don't know. You want to go to Burning Man and set up a rape dome? Just Mitch there in a mankini. Welcome to the rape dome. I will be your guide on your spirit quest.
It's BBC News. It's hard to find the uncut version.
Yeah, he's going to want to bury that.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah, no, it's all the people that make money off of him probably care.
I'm sorry, everyone. I unmuted that. Also, it was muted and then I unmuted it.
No one cares, Mitchell. Just play the video.
Yeah. So this is a lady. She's got a sign. Does Flume eat ass? Flume obviously sees it.
And obviously does eat ass.
Yeah.
Does he eat her ass?
He doesn't even eat her ass. She like bends over. That wasn't even it.
I thought it was his girlfriend's ass that he ate.
I don't think it was his girlfriend's ass. Basically, the chick's got pink hair. You can sort of see that's the best angle on this tile here that you really see. And he doesn't even eat her ass. He kind of just puts his face in her asshole, which I mean, probably for the best.
I like how we've gotten back to eating ass as soon as Mark comes back on the podcast.
What do you mean? What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying last time you were here, there was a big discussion about eating ass and how I'm weird because I do it on all fours.
And I got judged. That was about fingering your ass, wasn't it?
No, it was
eating ass.
Was it?
Yeah, it was ass eating. Okay. Yeah.
Something, I'll take your word for it.
Something about you, man. You just bring out the ass eating.
That's not a good stigma to have, is it?
Yeah.
Ass. Could be worse.
Could be worse, yeah.
Yeah, you could be a fat man who looks like who looks like that fucking Ed Kemper serial killer. That's what I figured out the other week. I was watching this new show on serial killers, and there's a guy named Ed Kemper, and like, he's a fucking dead ringer for me.
Really?
Yeah, if I grow my moustache out, yes, 100%. I'll look him up now. What about your jokes, Ethan?
Yeah, like... last night.
Yeah, you need a moustache.
Yeah, if I grow a moustache, I'll look like Ed Kemper.
I think he looks much better than you, to be honest.
He's much more handsome, yeah. And he's tall too, motherfucker.
So I think it was like, enough it was like the last podcast or another one, you were trying to make me come up with a premise about most awkward moments or like something super awkward.
Cringy stories.
Yeah, like cringy story. And yeah. Like, I just remembered the story from like last year right here where it was Shaz's birthday. And the night's going fantastic. Everyone's having a great time. And then some thotties that were keen to go out to King Street decided that they wanted to leave the party. Oh, but we haven't sung Happy Birthday yet. So they just start singing it. And what happens at the end of singing Happy Birthday? You fucking blow out the candles, don't you? Guess who forgot to get a fucking cake? This dickhead. So after that ended, everyone just sort of looked like over to me, like, where's the cake, fuckwit? Just, oh, it was the fucking worst. I was just standing there just like, oh, I fucked up real bad.
It's a shame.
Real bad. Mm. Yeah, just one of those moments where you're just like, fucking get me out of here. So this year I bought two cakes to make up for fucking last year.
And I didn't even stay around for it.
Yeah.
Was it a good cake?
No, Shaz gave me shit about it. She said I was a cheap cunt because I bought a fucking Coles cake.
Coles cakes are the best. What are you fucking talking about?
That's what her dad had to tell her. He had to fucking pull her into line because she was like, you fucking cake shit, cunt. She's brutal.
You fucking, you got a weight loss book and a cake. Yeah. What are you fucking whinging about?
The weight loss books are pretty good.
That was a fucking great segue. Oh, well, kudos to me.
I don't know where it is. I gave Shaz this for her birthday. It's a weight loss book. Walking off the weight. She's not a fan of the book. She said I could fuck off when she opened it.
Yeah.
So I set it up. I was like, you've been doing heaps of walking lately. I know you're trying to like stay fit in that. So yeah, I got you this book for your birthday. She was fucking not amused.
She didn't throw it at you? Like, I'm surprised that wasn't the first.
But yeah. I cut the pages out and put some jewellery in there. So, folks, if you're ever in trouble, just fucking buy them jewellery.
Yeah.
How was the jewellery, though? Was that fucking from Coles as well?
It's Kmart special.
I should have.
Some of those fucking, like...
Just the cable tie.
Yeah. I spent way too much fucking money
those
on that.
Those fucking gumball machine thing.
Yeah.
Spent way too much money. Fucking any money for you is way too much money, you filthy Jew.
That's it. Well, at that point, I was buying the cakes and I'm like, I've already spent so much money on this bitch. I'm not going to...
On this bitch.
I'm not spending... Like, yeah. I was up at the cake shop and it was like...
Two shitty cakes.
She what did she talk back?
$5 for a
cake. She talked back, you make those cheeks slap. You! What? Sorry, I'm just being. I heard that saying for the first time.
And you just
week.
Wanted to just ram it
ram
in.
Ram it in there. Dry. We're back to B-hole talk.
Back there.
Sorry. I'm just going to let this marinade. I'm too hungover. I don't care.
All right. Anyway, so you did a fucking very nice thing for your girlfriend.
That was the point. $35 for a cake up at the shop up there. What the fuck? Who?
What?
Yeah, exactly. That's I'm fucking Jewish, but Jesus Christ.
$35 for a Coles cake.
No, not a Coles cake. It was like a bakery cake.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah. It was a good looking cake, don't get me wrong.
It was a fucking bakery cake and Shaz had the gall to fucking complain? Is there any left?
No, I'm not talking about that cake. Oh. I didn't pay $35 for a fucking cake. That's the point of the story.
Oh.
There were cakes there for $35. I went, fuck this. I went to Coles and I got two cakes for less.
Oh, no, you're back to being a piece of shit
for like
again
half
now.
The price. Why would I spend $35 on one cake when I can get two for 15?
Two shit cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Two shit cakes is better than one good cake that I don't get to enjoy. Did you get chocolate?
Did I get chocolate?
Yeah.
For myself, yes.
Yes, good. And is there some left?
No, not for you.
Fuck you. I'm having some cake after this. Can't wait.
You can go up the street and pay $35 for one. Fuck off.
Fuck you. I'm not allowed.
Anyway, what else have I got?
My wife said I'm not allowed to spend so much money anymore.
So not only did you buy her shit cakes, sorry to harp on about this.
Yeah.
You told her that you almost bought a good cake.
Yeah.
She's a, he's a cake tease.
Yeah, almost got you something good.
Well, it's going to be shit now.
I can't eat this on the podcast, Shaz.
That looks shit.
I really appreciate it.
It really looks shit.
It does pink look on terrible. It. But it's got cream in the middle.
It's tasty.
It looks like a Coles cake, man.
It is a Coles cake. Oh, yeah. Well, it's not. It's from a bakery. But it's from Windale Bakery.
Wow.
Why does Windale have a bakery?
I don't know. Methods.
Did it have bars on the windows?
No.
No.
That's pretty good.
It's the one building.
Is it a tobacconist / bakery?
That's a fucking good idea, though.
That is a fucking great idea.
That's trady central.
I feel like anything / tobacconist in Windale would really take off.
That is a multi-million dollar idea right there, Mark.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Jump on it.
I've gone down for me fucking hot pie and a pack of Winnie Blues.
It's just Smoko all in one shop.
Yeah.
Trady heaven.
Yeah. You just call it Smoko.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to go into business?
Yeah, fuck
you.
You
run the cigarettes. Right. I'll run the cakes.
Better than this podcast.
Actually, oh, you can't. You can't trust me around the cakes. I'll run the cigarettes. You run the cakes.
You can shout the fucking cigarette selling license, mate.
Shaz can be the taste tester as well.
Yeah, she apparently knows good and bad.
She
cakes.
Knows good cakes.
Mm. Yeah.
Just by looking at them, apparently.
Yeah.
Didn't even have to fucking taste it. Just looked at it and went, fuck, you can't, you cheap piece of shit.
Mark, have you seen Cake Farts?
No.
Oh. Maybe I'll show him that.
Well.
This is
still back to the arse somehow.
Yeah. No, she's got a great butthole. I will give her that. We got Cake Farts up real quick. She's a little bit methy.
A bit.
Yeah.
A barbed wire tap.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. She's... Look, if you picked her up, you wouldn't be like, oh, wow, like... This is a model, but you wouldn't be totally upset with it. And she's got a nice butt.
She has a nice butthole.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be like... If you just met her out on the street, you wouldn't be like, this chick farts on cakes for sure.
No.
So bizarre.
It's up there. It's one of my favourite videos.
What do you enjoy about this specifically?
That.
No, just the whole like... Why?
It's obscure, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just different. Yeah. You know, I like different.
The video
it's a
you...
shame if you're into that, though. Like, if that's your
yeah, like
porn and then...
Brat porn, I think they call it. Like, brapping.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like it's this... like chicks farting.
My wife could make so much money off that. Tanya could make so much.
Do you reckon that was a Coles cake as well?
No, that was square. The icing was... Yeah. You don't go for chocolate icing if you're making a fart video. Or maybe you do. I don't know. The video you sent me, Ethan so sent me strange. Another one, and it was the chick farting, and she farts a little bit too much, and a little bit of poo comes out.
Right.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Episode one.
Episode one. Throwback.
Mm.
So,
I also sent you a video of Japanese women peeing in a like a cone-shaped thing. This dude's like heads in the bottom of it. And... they just keep peeing into this like toilet thing until it fills up, and then they're all chanting "drown, drown" in Japanese, whatever the word for "drown, drown, drown, drown," until the piss finally like gets up to a certain height and he drowns. It's fucked.
He actually drowns.
Yeah, yeah, it's fucked. I think he. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like it could be set up, but
let's assume that's set up.
Is he? He's obviously tied up. Like you can't.
I would just think that like my survival instincts would kick in that. And I'd just start drinking the urine. What? That's what I thought when I watched it. I'm like, this fucking dickhead. Who would actually die in that situation?
You know what? I've seen the same video. Not once did I think that. I'm like, I just... Yeah.
You're a fucking idiot.
Survival of the fittest, I guess.
Yeah. Going down with dignity, at least.
It was just a fucking plastic cone with some duct tape around the edge sealing it. I probably would have just turned my head and poured the pee out.
Wasn't he, like, strapped down?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I wasn't paying that much attention to it, to be honest.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was trying to write a joke about like men's mental health, inspired by you, Mitchell.
Ah, yes.
You ever tried to talk to your mate about mental health, and not like some pussy dude that has emotions, like a proper bloke that just won't fucking open up to you? It's like pulling teeth. You ask them if it's like, are you okay, mate? Like, are you going all right? And they just like look down at the feet, like they fucked your dog or something. I don't know where that one's going.
You trying to tell me not to fuck your dog anymore?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
Sorry, Coco.
Yeah, and then I was like ranting on about craft beer, about how much that shit sucks. Not that like the taste of it or whatever, if you want to try it. I just don't know how like in this country, like a taste for the finer things became so popular, where we drink out of like a fucking shoe.
Yeah,
because we're bogans.
Yeah, most of us are bogans. Well, obviously not all of us, because there's enough of it to like, it's a thing now. It's like a whole culture of like hipsters drinking craft beer.
Yeah.
But I just hate that they can get away with charging $12 a schooner. Mm. Like, that's the main reason for me.
Yeah, well,
back
there's
to the money. The Jew man is just angry at that.
Yeah, we've got $100, like, you remember when a carton of beer used to be like, you only drank it because it was cheap. And now you can spend $100 a carton.
Yeah. Who spends $100 on a carton? I spend like 60.
Yeah, same. It's not but you can.
Yeah, it could be up around.
Yeah, yeah, no, 100%.
100%.
Stone and wood. Carton of stone and wood is $100.
That's what I mean. That's the point. It's like craft beer.
And then
like,
we'll drink that out of a shoe.
Yeah.
That's it. We'll spend $100 on that carton of beer and then we'll drink it out of a shoe.
Yeah.
But I'm probably the idiot. Like, I don't know why it's so much more expensive. Is it literally just the culture around it and like people are willing to pay more because they perceive it to be more valuable? Or does it cost more to produce?
I think it's a smaller brewery that these are coming from. So, production costs more. You're probably just paying for the fucking label and the freight, to be honest.
I think there is actually more ingredients that go into it. But probably not double the price.
How are you a brewing man, Mark?
I'm not a brewing man, but I have a couple of mates who are brewing men.
Yeah,
they know.
My father-in-law runs his own little microbrewery, I will say.
Yeah, ask them about it and see if they might have a bit more insight than us.
Yeah,
I'm a fucking idiot. I don't know.
He told
about
me a lot of things, and I'm like, yeah, just can we drink one?
That was the same with the father-in-law. He's telling me how it's all done. I was like, that's cool, man.
I don't really care. Like,
yeah. I was just like, oh, fuck. He's into it though. You get into it.
They get passionate about it.
You get dad bonus. Yeah, that's it. You get a fucking dad boner for it, and that's it. Yeah.
So fucking, we went down to Sydney the other week. I sort of talked about it on the other one, but you were there, so you.
I was there.
You can back me up when I say that was fucked.
as in the Chippo. What did you think of the first venue?
I didn't really talk about that much. Yeah, that was a weird one because I'd never done it before, and I was like, oh, shit, all right. I wish I'd recorded it because I delivered it in a completely different way that I usually do. It was much more like I just chopped out all the bullshit. I was like, here's my best shit. And then I fucked off.
Mm.
That was it.
Went down pretty well, though.
Thanks, man. It was a weird room. I think it was mostly comics.
Mm.
But I think if you're doing new shit down there that they haven't heard before, they're going to be much more receptive than if it's like, oh, this cunt's back. He's doing the same shit.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't really particularly. I'll probably go back down there if you want to go down next week. But I want to try and like write some new shit before I go down there again.
Yeah.
Or at least maybe dredge up some old shit.
Then write some new stuff.
That's what I'm trying to do.
We'll do it better. Cunt.
Coming from you. Shut up and eat your cake.
I'm getting into this cake. It's pretty shit, I'm going to be honest.
It's been in the fridge overnight. Fuck off.
Yeah, why don't you fucking put some Glad wrap over it?
Just trying to make sure that everyone was going all right last night. Trying to make sure my mate didn't get his head caved in.
Yeah, well, maybe you should have let him.
Nah.
And fucking taking care of the cake instead.
He called my mate a pedo. I don't know why.
So explain what happened.
My mate got real drunk, and then my other mate, who has been a bit aggressive and violent in the past, like he's got some very thick hands on him that are covered in scars from punching on. Mm. My mate thought that he would be a good person to start talking shit do and started calling him a pedo for some reason. He was calling me a pedo too. And I was just kind of like, you fuck,
I mean, do you
work.
Start with that? I mean,
that yeah, kinda, like he kind of opened with that.
Yeah.
And it was like,
where do you go from that?
That's kind of out of nowhere. We get that you're drunk, but yeah, it was fucking, it was weird.
That is weird. It kind of like, there's, you could go some, like, you could go deep on that. Like, that's where he goes. What's going on in your life, if that's where you go? That's like the
you're
whole...
You're saying he's projecting, are you?
Yeah. Well, you call someone gay, like, start calling someone gay, beating them up because they're gay, you might be projecting.
So you're saying your mate's a pedophile, basically?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a fucking pedophile.
Oh, you're turning it around, are you?
Turning it around.
Yeah. Maybe he's going to bash you now.
Oh, well. Not the one who was being called a pedophile, the one who was calling everyone else a pedophile.
Anyway. Fuck.
So yeah. What was the outcome?
Nothing. I managed to stop him getting his head caved in, and then he drove home drunk.
Like a winner.
Yeah.
So, yeah, piss ups at his place from now on.
Yeah. He can't be trusted not to drive. So, yeah.
Pretty shitty thing to do, like, all round.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good at all.
Yeah, he's like, you're telling me, and I'm like, yeah, wow, he's a real piece of shit.
I've done stupid shit when I'm
drunk.
Yeah,
I guess we all have.
We all, yeah.
Yeah.
It happens. Happens to the best of us.
Super, super awkward for everyone around.
Yeah, it was.
How close to a punch-on was it? Was it getting pretty aggressive?
Nah.
Nah.
Nah, it wasn't.
Were any girls crying?
Nah.
Nah, that's good.
Eddie was the only girl here. She definitely wasn't crying.
Yeah, okay.
And Shaz, the star of the party.
Yeah, that's right. It was her birthday, wasn't it?
Well, it actually wasn't her fucking birthday, but fuck, she carried on like it was.
Yeah. That's a good point. But that fucking chick, that did my head in. One of Shaz's friends, her partner, was like, I'm taking you down to Sydney to buy your car today. We need to leave because I want to get up early.
Oh,
and she just kept doing
this.
The, just one more minute.
Yeah.
For like fucking, it was like ages.
So he walked up, we were talking. I gave Tanya the, yeah, we'll get out of here soon nod. She's like, yep. He's like, we're leaving. And then she walked back inside, sat down and started a D&M with someone else.
Yeah.
And he's just standing there. Like, he's already said goodbye to everyone.
Yeah.
He stands there for a good 30 minutes.
That's pretty awkward.
Yep. Really yep. Awkward. And he's just like, yep, yep. And he had that look on his face like, fucking Jesus, let's go.
Yeah.
And then Tanya and I were walking out to the car. He's then inside the car, in the driver's seat, sitting on his phone, and then I heard her talking. She's like, yeah, so I'm just going to quickly just go back in. And then he's just like, yep, cool. Closes the door. She walks back up the driveway and into the party.
For like another hour.
And he's just sat in the
car.
He just sat in the car. That dude has the patience of a fucking saint.
Wow. Yeah, he could be a monk.
I would be slapping that into reverse so fast.
I'd be gone.
That's where I thought that story
be like, yeah.
was going.
Yeah. I'd just be like, see you later.
Like, just
or you could
suffer.
Just hang out at the party like a normal person. As
yeah,
well.
At least like just go back into the party and enjoy yourself.
No, because he had to get up early. And like I offered him a beer and he's like, nah, I've got to drive tomorrow morning. I don't want to have a late one. So like I respect that he was just like, nah. And then he just went out and slept in the car for like an hour until she was done. Like, fuck, man. That's not sleeping. That's just kind of like closing your eyes and just meditating for an hour. It's like, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to buy his partner a car that also needed work done to it too. So he's going to fix the water pump for it and stuff.
Sounds like a saint, this guy.
I want to fuck him. Like, I wish he was my boyfriend. Like, buy me a car, take me to Sydney, fucking fix the water pump.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you need. Then your shower would be fixed.
Well, Mark, I've still got to get Mark around.
I'm
hear
getting
that.
There. I'm getting
there. Yeah. I'm free all next week, man.
Okay, sure.
You're free all next forever.
Yeah. No, I've actually got to drop into work and do a little bit of work there today.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got to like fucking...
They found your broom, did they?
Yeah, put some emails on the server.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, I don't know. It's a whole thing.
Sweet.
Super funny too. Really interesting.
Yeah.
The listeners are going to love it.
What listeners?
Yeah, this.
Have you got any listeners yet?
Yeah, we've got a couple of fans now.
Cool.
Yeah.
Couple of regs.
Yep. Shout out to the regs.
Shout out to Eddie.
You know who you are. Eddie. Yeah, Eddie.
You know who you are because we do not.
And that man who messaged Ethan. What was his name?
Yeah, Ben sent me a message.
Ben.
It was fucking very nice of him.
Yeah, didn't send me a fucking message.
That's because you didn't talk to him, you asshole.
I don't give a fuck.
He's not going to send you one now either.
No.
Probably not.
I hope he sends you an abusive message.
Me too.
Ben, send Mitch an abusive message about how he's a piece of shit.
And I'm fat too. Telling me how I'm fat. Oh, man.
Do a hate sandwich. Start out, Mitch, and you're fat and I hate you. Then say something nice in the middle and then finish.
Like, more hate. I agree with your choice in cakes. Chocolate is the best.
And stop having sex with Ethan's dog.
That explains the blown out arsehole.
Yes. Sorry, Coco. Fuck, what was I going to say? Jiu-jitsu story, I guess. I'm starting back up at jiu-jitsu now. Jiu-jitsu? There's a Brazilian guy there. He's got the nicest voice. I'm just like, oh, man. Like, if anyone's going to talk you into, like, rolling around with other sweaty men.
It's a Brazilian.
It's a Brazilian man. They got the nicest voices.
Yeah. So you're going to add some of that into your joke?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that works. That'll work. Maybe I won't, too, in case he hears it. And he's like, get into class, and he just starts beating the fucking shit out of me. Mm. What happened? You're disrespectful. You're disrespectful, Mish. Super funny too. Yeah, great for the hilarious. Podcast.
Fuck it, man. I'm just trying to go somewhere. I know. Mr. Notes over here.
Mr. Notes. I fucking wrote so many jokes. It's just chocolatey arsehole on my iPad. That does look like a tasty cake though, if I will say so myself.
It did.
That's still pretty good.
It was.
So there's really no chocolate cake left.
There never was a chocolate cake. You said, did I get chocolate? Yeah, I got chocolate for myself. Bar of chocolate. Again, real funny.
You're a fucking cock tease. That's what you are. Tell me you got chocolate cake and then you don't. You're a fucking piece of shit. I'm sitting here eating stale fucking vanilla cake like a peasant. What's wrong with you?
It's free cake. Fucking enjoy it, cunt.
I will, but I won't be happy about it. Not happy about enjoying myself. Makes total sense. So, we got shows next week. We got a show. We got the Crown and Anchor.
Yep.
Which has really, honestly, been a lifesaver for me because the last couple of weeks where I've been on me bomb streak, that last shot, the Crown and Anchor, was a fucking godsend. Like, I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
Yeah.
I was happy when you
killed.
I was like, yeah, he's back. He needed that.
Oh, Tanya, I walked outside and Tanya's like, thank fuck for
my
that.
My week is going to be a lot better now.
Yeah, she's like, Jesus Christ. She's like, I fucking really didn't want you to bomb again.
How do you guys get, well, down when you bomb? Like, does it fuck with you during the day and the next day? Or are you able to just step through it?
Oh, it's like, yeah. Oh, it's just like, there's plenty of other shit that's going on in my life. It's like, that is the last thing on my mind that I'm worried about. Maybe I should have been more worried. I think, like, the what it did come down to is those, like, two or three real bad bombs was all being underprepared. Like, yeah. I wasn't practicing or anything, whereas the day of, I went through and I was writing jokes and stuff and, like...
Actually, like, physically rehearsing as well.
Yeah. It makes such a difference. It does. So, yeah. If you're not a fucking crazy person sitting in a room by yourself talking to yourself before you get up on stage, I don't think you're doing it right. That's from my personal experience, at least.
Yeah, I don't talk to myself.
It does feel weird, doesn't it?
It fucking really does. I do it in the car.
In my head, but I don't...
You don't actually talk out loud?
No.
Because of that reason? You don't want to be that guy?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be a fucking psychopath just sitting there going, doing jokes to no one. Fuck that.
But you actually do. Do you do it,
yeah.
Mark?
Yeah. I live by myself. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Although occasionally, because I don't have blinds in my house. Because I use the microphone and shit too. Oh, like some guys just looking up going... I've usually got not many clothes on too. And then he just thinks we're in Mayfield. Yeah, it's about right. That seems right. Yeah. In a granny flat in Mayfield, yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me of our mate Robbo. Like, we use this Discord app to like chat, playing games and shit. He's got a wireless headset. So he used to just like be on the fucking headset, like chatting to us, just talking shit while he's like hanging up his laundry out in the communal shared block of his apartments that he used to just screaming his head off, just like,
yeah, no, I can't. Saying the most abhorrent shit too.
Yeah, that's the other thing. If anyone does hear you, you're just like,
what the fuck?
What is going on up there?
Yeah.
He'd be out on his porch just having a durry, just fucking talking to himself. Like, if you couldn't see him, if you live below him, and all you could do was hear him just fucking yapping onto himself, you'd be like, I live below a fucking mental patient.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Which they probably do, but...
The amount of times, like, I've carried on, like, a fucking, like, proper autistic, like, just making retarded noises. I like making noises with my face. It's my favourite thing to do, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just be, like, saying something fucking proper weird... And then, like, I'll look out the front door and my neighbor's just washing his car, like, 20 meters away. Yeah. And I'm just like,
and they've done, they've done the quick head turn, just like.
Yeah. He must be so used to it now, like, yeah. He still doesn't really look me in the eye after the day of the drugs.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucked
up. He talks to Tanya. She did way more drugs than me.
Yeah. Yeah, but she didn't tell him that she was on drugs.
Yeah, she was too busy fucking munging out in the fucking... Yeah, watching ants. Oh, that's right. We all did fucking MDMA and then watched a YouTube video, like, channel about ants for like 4 hours straight.
Fucking, that sounds amazing.
I know. I need to add that to the fucking joke. That's great.
Yeah. That's a good joke.
Yeah, I was glad when that worked. I was like... Because... That was a joke that I've been sitting on for ages.
Yeah.
Like, thinking about doing for ages. And you're just like, oh, how do I deliver it? Like, whatever. Because it's a good premise. And you're like, it's a great premise. But if I fuck it up, I'm not going to want to do the joke or not going to want to improve it. So,
yeah.
Like, is there anything that you're sitting on at the moment where you're like, oh, fuck, there is something there, but you just...
I've just written a bunch of one-liners this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try... Well, that woman joke.
The hitting the female. On the
woman joke. Yeah. I want to try that. I haven't been sitting on that for not that long, probably 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to write some more one-liners. That's what I need. Because that's what I did last week. They were like... They weren't one-liners, but they were close to.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think that's the way to go.
So you only got 5 minutes, so you kind of want something short and punchy. It's
going to
get people like attention real quick, get a quick laugh.
I've been trying, trying today, like, because once you can write a one-liner, I'm hoping you can then... Do you know sometimes when you tell stories and the story itself is inherently funny, but it needs something in there to make it a joke.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm hoping you can kind of just insert a one-liner in there and make the story work as well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was with that joke. Like, the ending of the joke, it's like, oh, yeah, fucking go to the caravan and camping show and fucking get loose.
Yeah.
Like, that's the ending to that. It's just, like, such a fucking... it's a contrast of situations. Who goes to a caravan and camping show... to party, like, that's what makes that fucking funny.
Yep.
But you just need that tagline at the end just to sort of finish the joke. Like, it's not really a super funny line, it's just something to give people like permission to laugh almost.
You need a point for them in the story to take a break and then like deliver that so that they laugh and then you start telling the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, do you remember when Adam told that Hornsby, did he talk about this on the podcast? Well, maybe no. That hadn't happened.
When no, that hadn't happened yet.
Yeah, because when he told that, because the story's hilarious.
Mm. Yeah.
But then it just needed a punchline or something at the end, and it would have been brilliant. Yeah,
he'll figure it out.
Yeah, so, he'll work it out.
Not to ruin his joke, but essentially so people got context what we're talking about.
Oh, just wait until he comes on here and tells it, mate.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. Yeah.
Speaking, Adam killed on Friday night as well, which was good to see.
We went and saw him on the Central Coast too, and he fucking killed there as well.
Yeah.
And I think it just comes down to we see him perform so much in open mic rooms where the reception is sometimes just lukewarm at most. Mm. And it's like you get to see, we've seen everyone bomb, and it's like it shouldn't come as a surprise when you see him kill, but it kind of does, and you're like, holy fuck, like you forget how funny his material is.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He's doing it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, we're seeing it all the time.
Yeah.
That was the cool thing about going down to Sydney and doing the bits down there. It was like, oh, I know these people, haven't heard this before.
Yes.
So it was like that sort of confidence of like, yeah, I can give it to them. And
yeah.
I know this shit works.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and just having people there that are there to watch comedy is a big thing too.
I think that's a huge thing.
That fucking Chippendale room though, I was not giving them anything. It's like, fuck this shit. That was just a box of hate.
Yeah, it was
just
one,
so much hate and just, I don't know what the word for it is, but just disdain for the world.
So you were just, was it a gong show?
It was dark.
Was it a...
Yeah, well, they had a gong.
Yeah.
They have a gong. It's interesting though, that like, I kind of want to go back and just be like, what the fuck's going on in here? Like, it's different.
Yeah. So you did your set, and then there were two comedians that like sort of cut you off mid-set as well.
Yeah. Or if you were like, if you tell a joke and it doesn't land,
yeah, they critique like, the it and try and tell you how to fix it, or
like mid-set.
Yeah. Okay.
Or mid-joke.
They don't really tell you how to fix it. They just sort of like rip shit on you.
Yeah.
No, they didn't at all.
Yeah.
Because I heard they cut you off in the middle of one of your jokes as well.
Yeah, the consent one.
Yeah.
And the crowd heckled. At the end,
and then...
Before you get to the punchline.
Yeah, he was just asking whether I had sex with the girl, the Uber driver.
Yeah.
And I was like... And he couldn't get off that when I said no.
They kind of just...
Why wouldn't you take that free ticket?
Yeah.
And I was like, she didn't do it for me, man. And he was like... thrown by that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's like, there's a vagina in front of you that you can have with consent. And, and you didn't take the opportunity.
He couldn't get past that. And then I was like,
oh, I suppose I don't know the guy, but if you haven't had any in a while, you're just like, fuck, like I would take anything right now. Like I'm in a drought.
Yeah.
Like that would throw me. I've been in those.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. I've been in those droughts in the past where I'm just like
droughts of desperation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've seen you hit on some beast.
Yeah.
Like a girl that was around at my house. We were going out.
She was pushing double my weight.
At easy.
She might have went triple.
Yeah, I don't weigh much. She was like.
She's a big girl.
And she's just like...
I did not give a fuck.
Yeah, Ethan's tried.
What, 120, 130? Not that figures need to be mentioned.
Was young. Like, this was when we were like 19-ish. So she probably wasn't into triple digits yet because she wasn't fully formed. Like...
Fuck,
well. This sounds way worse than it is, too.
That sounds really bad.
I'm trying to cut back on this shit, Mitchell.
No,
you fucked it up.
There was a year difference between us. We were like 19, she was 18.
Yeah.
And
good answer.
Ethan's like tried hitting on her and stuff, and she rejected him.
Yeah, I got turned down.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
She didn't even bar of that.
Even big girls don't like desperate men.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was certainly
there was an air of desperation around me.
I can remember it. It was an aura almost.
Yeah.
I was like, you walked in the room. I was like, did the lights just dim a little?
Yep.
We've all been there.
Yeah, it was bad.
Not me. I got catfished. I got catfished by a big girl once. I don't know if I've told the story before, but it was just before Tinder came out, so you still had to do the whole fucking internet dating thing where you set up a profile and be a fucking weirdo on the internet. And this chick just had a photo of her face, like just her face. And knowing what I know now about how the internet works and photos, if it's just the face, she's probably like bigger girls. And that's not to say that she's not attractive. It's just not what I'm always after at that point. Yeah, anyway, she's come around. And I wasn't an asshole to her. I still like brought her around to the house and I was like still going to have drinks with her and chill out with her and just like be friends. And then she's like asked to suck my penis. And I was like, I'm not drunk enough for this. So I started like smacking beers. No, shots. I was doing shots. I'm drinking straight liquor at this it's point.
Like, looked at the beers and going, this is not going to do it.
Yeah. And then she said, oh, because I'd lost a bunch of weight. This is like my fat to skinny and then back to fat stage. So I was in between my fat stages at this point.
It was when you were jogging, was it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly when we were jogging. And she just says to me, oh, yeah, I lost 20 kilos once. And I was like, oh, yeah, how'd you do that? She's, I did it in like 2 weeks. I stopped drinking Coke. And I was just like, you're fucking full of shit.
I was just like, looks like you found it again.
I can't talk. I'm a fatty too. Like, don't get me wrong. But it was just like, you ever just get so fucking turned off by a person's personality at that point where it's just like no amount of alcohol will even make me want to stay in the same room as this person.
Yeah.
So this is summer too, daylight savings. It's just got dark. I'm like, yep, so I'm going to go to bed. Did you want me to blow up an air mattress for you? Or she's just like, no, I'll just go to the train station, eh? She went back to fucking...
the zoo that she came from.
Yeah, she was from like housing commission as well.
That was just evil.
That was evil. Yeah,
it's so nice of you to offer to blow her up a mattress.
I'm a gentleman. Look, it wasn't my finest moment, but in my defense, she was a fucking piece of shit too. So
she wanted to blow you and you blew off a mattress.
You blow me, I blow up the mattress. We both have a good night's sleep. Yeah. She's like talking about a tongue piercing and stuff. She's like, ah, yeah, it feels great on your dick. I was like, does it really? Just like slamming shots.
Waiting for the sun to go down.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, yeah. And then shortly after I met my wife. And I let her suck my penis, and it was good.
What a contrast.
But I couldn't come then either.
What a contrast.
Yeah.
Couldn't come then.
Yeah, because I'm gay. wow.
fuck.
I can't, yeah, yeah. That's about where that story goes. It is just sitting here like, this is a fucking train wreck.
Don't try and fight back or anything. No, acceptance.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Fucking. Yeah. I kind of wish I'd have done it.
Just for the story.
Yeah. Yeah, but then like trying to get rid of her. And also like the thought came through my head. I was like, all right, she's going to give some to me. She's definitely going to want something back.
Most likely.
And I was certainly not prepared to give her that. So.
So that was the last straw.
No, the whole
the Coke comment.
Yeah, like the Coke comment. Like
came down to a logical weight loss comment.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't logical. You don't lose 20 kilos in 3 weeks or 2 weeks or whatever she said. Yeah. It was just like, it was such a fucking like lie where you're just like, that is such a fucking lie. And you're just like, I can't. No. No, thank you. I'm going to go now.
That's where you draw the line. Logical fallacies.
Yeah. Lies. Lies. Lies from lies. Tiny eyes.
So how did you feel after your win at the Crown the other week? Afterwards, like the next day?
To be honest, I try not to dwell on my victories as much as I try not to dwell on my failures.
That's because a good way to be, man.
So you don't.
Hang on to the positivity when you can just.
So you don't enjoy when you do well?
No, I do. I certainly enjoy it. Like, it's a great feeling. It is a really good feeling. But it's like, it's almost like getting a strike at bowling when you walk off after a really good show and you don't want to be that fuckwit. It's like, you just want that nice strike face. Like,
so you're being humble, basically.
Yeah, like you want to try and be humble. And I found after like a really good show the next week, you put way more pressure on yourself and then it makes it so much worse when you bomb.
Or not enough. And you go, like, I fucking killed it last week.
Yeah.
I've got the magic. And then you just eat a bag of shit the next week too. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah. Because that's what I've been. Yeah. I'll go it's one or two short. Yeah. Ego is a big thing, I think. So, yeah, we'll see how I go. I've got enough time on my hands the next couple of days where I can sit down and just practice the set. I want to do exactly. I have to sit down and rewatch that set. I want to try and do exactly what I did and just shorten it up even more.
Hmm.
Like, do every single joke as short and quick, as punchy as I can.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, I think that's the key. I think we got Raw coming up soon, haven't we?
We do.
Yeah.
I don't think we do.
Somebody does.
Somebody else does.
Yeah.
Definitely not us.
No. No. Yous aren't going to do it this year?
Fuck that. Nah.
Nah? What about you, Mike?
I don't know much about Raw.
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking about doing it just so that I can be on the big stage. Little put on the big stage.
It's a competition, yeah?
Yeah, comedy competition.
Is it Triple J?
Yep.
It is? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I certainly haven't got the sort of goals as what Elliot had set for himself. Elliot was talking to me about it. And he's like, he set his goal like 8 months out. He's like, I'm going to do this, and I want to get to where he wanted to be. He ended up obviously winning, or coming close to winning, runner up.
Mm.
And it's like, I'm not going to do that.
Yep.
For sure. But it's something to look forward to in the next couple of months.
How do you actually get on there? Can anyone enter?
Just
or?
Sign up.
Yeah, anyone can sign up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you get some weird fucking shit going on. Because it's basically a big open mic. So people do some strange shit.
Yeah, okay.
I'd like to watch it.
Where's it held?
I think the first one's in Sydney. If you make it past that bracket, you go down to Melbourne.
Yep.
They don't have one in Newcastle?
No.
Yeah, okay. That's a pity. Maybe I won't go.
That's how easy you're giving up on this dream.
Yeah.
Set that bar high, mate.
Yeah. No, it's like you gotta walk, you know.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's the worst.
You're not keen either, Ethan?
Fuck no. Nah, not until I've got a bit more under my belt, I reckon, before I go trying that shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have that goal to set, but like, I know some people can like set it and be like, yeah, that's where I want to be, but nah, I'm not feeling
I'm
that
not
at the moment.
Looking at getting anything out of it either.
Then why bother? Well, that's my point.
It's a set.
If I'm gonna
do
no, it's not. It's a fucking competition that you want to do as good as you can at. That's like, you don't want a participation award. You want to fucking, if I go to it, I'm gonna want to win it. Like, that's the mentality I'm going in with. Otherwise, what's the fucking point? It's a competition.
Just have fun.
What would the crowd size be like? That'd be interesting.
I think it's pretty big.
That would be
like
something.
It's a couple
cool,
hundred
though.
People
landing a joke in front of a decent crowd. So it's like,
it'd be fucking great. If I had like just one punchline and like I had a big reaction and I could put that on the YouTubes, bruh,
that'd be me. I'd just stop doing comedy.
Yeah.
It's not getting any better than that.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, fuck that.
Put that up on my Facebook. Go, Mum, look, I'm not a total failure. She go, yes, you are. Little cunt. That's what she likes to call me. Little cunt.
Really? Is that when you're having a skewy?
Yeah, having a skewy with her.
Skewy.
Skewy. I even pronounce it. It's like, you even fucking pronounce that wrong, you fucking idiot.
He stumbles on the word every time he delivers the joke. Why don't you just say beer? Drink with me, mum.
Because I don't do things the easy way.
You like to put in skewy.
Yeah, skewy.
Like a tongue twister in there.
Yeah, quite skewy with me mum. Yeah.
Just to tangle yourself up at the end when you're delivering your punchline. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
You should definitely keep doing it. I love watching it. Watching him try and struggle on the word skewy.
Yeah, that's he comes out the back. I see him walking out. He's like nodding at me. Jeez, like, really? Yeah, you're going to fuck this, aren't you, cunt? At least you don't do to me what I do to you, which is when I'm bombing, you don't laugh heaps loud.
Yeah. Obnoxiously in the background.
I'm not laughing to be obnoxious. I'm genuinely laughing at you.
Just to reinforce your failure.
Yeah.
I've got to watch myself with other people as well. Because obviously,
it's not bad enough as it is when you're bombing.
And then you just hear me at the back just laughing. And it's not me heckling. I'm fucking genuinely laughing.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
It is funny watching people bomb.
Ah, yes.
Like, there is a form of empathy there as well, but you're like, there is something funny about it too.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, when you see the hope, like, flicker out of someone's eyes up there.
When they've realized.
Yeah. Like,
but half the time, if you're bombing, that hope's already gone before you get on the stage.
It certainly
that's a good point, eh?
Yeah, it certainly happens to me though. You watch my videos, and like my first punchline misses, and my body just goes, "Oh, fuck!" It's just like, "Oh god, see ya," and it's just all fucked from there.
Yeah,
you get off stage
at the Stag. You remember that one? What was that? 3 weeks ago?
Something like that. Yeah.
And it was really cold and you could kind of feel that night.
Oh, man. And he had that nurse up the front and he's just having none of that. He was just like, look, if you go to a fucking comedy show and you want to sit in the front row, just laugh. Like, honestly, just laugh. Like, even if you don't like the jokes, just laugh or just fucking go sit up the back out of the light.
Yeah.
Like, don't be the cunt who just sits there and fucking just gives you nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather to perform to 20 people not laughing up the back, but they're in the dark, than one cunt, like, just staring at you.
Arms crossed, just like, make me laugh, fucker.
Yeah, yeah. Don't cross your arms, like, yeah.
You can cross your arms if you want to be comfortable, but, like, it depends on the crowd. Like,
yeah, like, at least try and get into it a bit. Like,
yeah.
If just someone's there, like, with their arms crossed and they're just chilling out and they're just, like, they're laughing,
yeah,
it's fine. Don't tell people not to cross their arms.
No, fuck you. Don't cross your arms. Don't wear white shoes either. Don't know why, just don't.
Yeah.
But at the Stag, there was a group of girls and they're off to the left looking at the stage, our right. And they were like all laughing and getting into it. And they were like exactly what you wanted in...
At the Crown, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, at the Crown.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you want. You want people who are like engaged, listening and laughing.
They were drunk too, that helps.
Yeah, yeah.
They were hot too.
They were just saying.
They were.
I hope they listen.
We should have told them about the podcast. I wanted to walk up to them and be like, you guys are fucking great, like for a crowd. That's exactly what you want.
That's exactly what I said to them when I went up to
awesome.
Them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Did you get any of their numbers?
No.
Spewing.
I just complimented on their crowd attendance and then left. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. No, you should have hung around. You should have lurked.
A bit of lurking.
I don't know if I should be lurking, but I did hang around.
Yeah.
How did you pick up Tanya?
Like,
she seems from like a the nice car park girl.
Down the road from the house. Sounds way worse than I meant it to. We went to school together.
Okay.
She had a crush on me. Back in the days when I was skinny, had a six pack, mad biceps. Fuck, I was a hottie back then. Like, I look back at like my school photos and I'm like, man, if I was a pedophile, I'd molest me.
You were an ugly fuck. Like,
They were good with the fucking Photoshop because they Photoshopped all my pimples. It was great.
Well, I'm trying to work out a joke that's very similar to that, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. About me being a cute kid.
Yeah.
See if that works on Tuesday.
Go on. What do you got?
What do you got?
It's about, I did the joke on Tuesday night. No, it was Tuesday. It was Friday.
Friday.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. It was about me going to a Christian school.
Yeah.
And making lots of really good friends.
Yeah.
But they're all imaginary because that type of thing is encouraged.
So. Yeah.
But then the tagline is kind of like, I'm just glad it wasn't Catholic school.
Yeah.
Because I was a pretty cute kid. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I probably would have got touched.
Yeah. You look back at your school photos.
Yeah, like I'm not blowing my own horn or anything, but.
Yeah. I would have fucked me.
It was photogenic back then, yeah. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucking awesome. What's Shaz writing?
She's just written a punchline for the joke. It's good.
Ah.
It's not bad.
Shaz actually like came up with a funny punchline.
Can I use that?
Yes.
All right. Wow. Holy shit.
It's going to destroy.
That's fucking first.
Fuck you.
Look, Shaz, I'm just saying, you've come up with some horrible punchlines in the past.
Coming from you, cunt.
We're not talking about the keys, are we?
Huh?
The keys?
Oh, the keys, John.
Oh, fuck you. I did that whole fucking joke on the podcast too. Damien was here. Was it to Damien? Yeah. And Damien's just like,
ooh.
Yeah. It sucked. Yeah. His reaction was the exact same reaction I got from the crowds.
Yeah, it was a pretty horrible joke.
At least you did it twice to make sure.
Yeah, no, you really, yeah. Yeah, you really got to make sure it's not the it's not the crowd.
Yeah, no, but you just went twice.
Yeah, yeah, I was just like...
Even after we said, that's a shit joke. You're like, no, I think there's something there. I missed the punchline.
Yeah, just do the joke twice to the crowd. Like, you didn't get it the first time, so I'll do it again until you laugh.
Fuck. One of us needs to do that.
Yeah, if your joke doesn't
land.
No way,
you didn't get it.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'll do it again.
Fuck, we could have some great games. Like,
that poor crowd.
I kind of think that, like, the crowd's on the up, though, so we don't, you know, we want to...
Yeah, no, we won't do it there. Like, we won't do it at the Crown.
You know where there's a good place to do it? Is that Chippendale room.
Yeah,
I reckon
where you get zero feedback.
Yeah, just and I don't know if they can cut your mic, but if you go, look, it didn't work the first time, so I'll do it again.
Just
for you.
Insult them too. Maybe that was a little bit too intelligent for you. So
yeah, a bit sophisticated.
Yeah,
I'll tone it down for you.
Yeah.
Oh man, that guy in the front row that was just like. Sort of like
he was a
doing
comedian,
a spiel about like, yeah, he's like, nah, I can't remember what he said, but I was just like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, there's a dude in the front row asking questions to the comedian while he's like trying to perform.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what the fuck's your deal then, man? Like, what are you about? And he's like, oh, I'm not totally like about this. And it's just like, just this inane rambling. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Shut up, cunt. And then someone in the back corner is just like, shut the fuck up, mate, and let him do his joke.
Like, and then you just got the other two sitting there with a gong, like ready to chime in at any point.
Oh,
now just, was that chick that...
Yeah, with, in the second row.
Second row. Yeah. When I did that speed dating joke, and she goes... Well, you know, the joke.
I was waiting for you to finish your story.
And she said, yeah, imagine if you just went on a date and you took speed. And I was like, that's the fucking joke. Like, it's like she just worked it out and then said the joke.
Yes.
Like it was her premise or something. It was weird.
It was weird. Everyone knew it too. Everyone's just like, huh.
I was like, yeah, that would be funny, wouldn't it?
Imagine if you got up on stage and told it as a joke. Imagine how that'd go.
She's, I just thought of a premise. Yours.
Could I go next?
It's so weird. It's so weird.
Could someone does your joke?
That would be fucking hilarious too. Someone just straight up steal your joke after you've delivered it on stage.
Maybe that's what we should do down there.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's like it's an experimental room. Like you can do whatever the fuck you want, really. Like there are no rules there apart from like they're gonna cut you off and like they're gonna have fun with you too. So
yeah,
you can do whatever fucking you can do your keys joke, man. You can do, do whatever the fuck you want in there. It doesn't matter.
You do your keys joke. Oh, really? Thanks. Yeah.
Everyone's dead inside. You want to do your surfboard joke, Mark? Yeah. Go right ahead.
Oh man. I wish you had some shit jokes were memorable enough for us to remember them. But
all so bad that everyone forgets.
Yeah.
The keys runs really stuck in there.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't think I'll live that down. Fuck, what was another one you were shitting on me for ages about? I've had some doozies over the... Yeah, fucking cables up in Nance. That one, yeah, is still notorious to this day.
At least you've cut back on the fucking jerking off the penis bit.
Yeah.
Are you getting rid of that one?
I'll keep the black and white. I'll keep the part of the joke that I didn't write.
Like, yeah, I just like that you keep opening with, like, has anyone here jerked off a panda?
It, like...
That gets a laugh, though.
It does, it like, can, 50% of the time. It's like, take it or leave it. It really depends on the room. If they appreciate, like, random shit, just like... Because I can't even remember what part. Yeah. It's like, it's so fucking left of field that people either just were like, what the fuck? Or they're like, what the fuck? And then they laugh. Like,
can you do that and then just have the one liner at the end?
Well, yeah.
You can literally just change it to like, I wonder if anyone here's jerked off a panda. Which does the same thing.
Yeah. Maybe. But I like, can try that.
Yeah. Because you want that sort of shock factor, but... Yeah, asking them, like... And then the only people that are ever going to answer are those fuckwits that are just going to go, yeah, I've done it. And then...
Where do you go?
Knowing there's been that, a few.
Yeah, where do you go from there? Mitch has no...
No, there was an Asian dude. There was an Asian dude who did answer once. I was like, oh, yeah, you're Asian, so it makes sense.
Oh, that's a good way to go.
He was like, yeah.
That sounds like your game pickup advice. Same territory.
Get racist.
Mitch doesn't know how to pick up chicks, but he gets Asian men all the time.
It's good. They don't hurt when they fuck me.
Yeah. You paint black spots on yourself and fucking go pick up.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We'll definitely try and get Roger on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. That'd be-
Oh, man. He's racist.
I don't think he is, man.
He's racist against Asians.
Whites.
And white people. He's got some terrible white people jokes. So racist against white people. Oh. It's not fair how you can be racist against white people. I guess we've got it coming, but still.
Really, though? What's his... Like, I want to hear the jokes. Are they any good?
It's just like... sort of... I don't know, just like classic, like white people jokes. If you're an Asian, like what an Asian.
I don't know. His jokes are sort of like he's taking the piss out of himself because he's Asian, but it's also the presumption that like all the white people there are gonna be racist. Like that's sort of what makes the joke work.
Yeah.
So
it's 99% of the time it's true too because he's performing in a pub in a regional town.
Yeah, and most of them are fucking racist. So it works.
Yeah.
My mum's real racist. So racist. I don't know why.
Like, I think it's a boomer thing. Or something?
No.
They're usually pretty racist. In the war.
Yeah.
Just
like, my pop was in the war. He was
racist.
Yeah, I won't use the words he used to use.
They could get away with it. That was Ethan's joke.
Pretty rough.
Grandpa at the dinner table saying the N-word.
Yeah.
Like, but
don't want to end up like that.
Yeah.
But he gets a pass because he's fucking been in a war or
he actually fought against him. So it's,
yeah.
We've got no real reason.
I need a nap.
Yeah. You fucking
after that.
Yeah. Sometimes you go down rabbit holes. You start talking, you can't stop.
I did learn something from that stag. Bomb the other night.
Yeah.
If you're bombing, don't do your jokes that are like have a risk of offending people because they already don't like you. Like, don't give them ammo. Like, I obviously didn't have the awareness.
Yeah.
To not tell that last joke, and then they were just looking at me going,
what
you're
the
a
fuck?
Piece of shit now.
Yeah.
We already didn't like you.
I've definitely been in that situation.
From that one.
Yeah. That's good advice. I should listen to that.
I don't have any like edgy jokes.
I don't have any other jokes to do though. That's my problem. You're like, don't tell those jokes if they already hate you. Just get off the stage.
Okay. Three lines in, you're like, ah, yous hate me.
I'm just gonna leave. I've done that, I think. Where I'm just like, yeah, my trans joke's not gonna go real great at this time of the night. I think I'm just gonna get off the stage here.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm out.
Well, we saw I've seen comedians do that as well, like just not going well. It was at the Kent. And they're like, yeah, fuck this. And just walked off. Like, didn't say goodbye or nothing. He's just like, yeah, fuck this. See ya.
Okay.
I won't say who it was. I was just, I was like, I was really surprised. And I asked him afterwards. I was like, why'd you do that? He was like, fuck these cunts. He was like, I'm going to get paid for a gig tomorrow night. Why would I stand up there and fucking embarrass myself and, like, torture myself like that? He's like, nah. It's just like, I wish I was like that. It's like,
yeah, but you've got to have the knowledge of, like, to know that that's what's going on in the first place.
Yeah. You don't feel it until you get off stage and you're like, oh, that was fucking horrible. Like, you get down into the stink you just let it out into the room. You walk through it and then you're like, oh, that sucked. Or maybe not. Maybe you just get off and just, oh, that was great. That was good. Not bad.
Yeah. Do you want to do a premise? fucking now or next week or whenever.
Yeah, fuck it. You can have cake farts.
I'm trying to get away from this shit.
All right. Well, did you...
Fuck cake farts. It's straight back to the butthole.
Yeah. Cake farts. You can have that.
Fine. I love cake farts. And you can have cum.
Cum?
Yeah.
That seems like I could go a lot of places with that.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got nothing right now.
No, I can tell.
So, Mark, in case you don't know, we give each other premises in the hope that we come up with jokes for them next week and perform
them.
Last week? Yeah, no, we haven't even been fucking doing anything with these premises. Last week we didn't even do one.
No, the last one you gave me was the fucking awkward moments thing and I wrote one.
That's right. And the one that you gave me is I don't remember.
Yeah, so he's really carrying it. It's fucking awesome.
Fuck you. You're hungover.
It's not my job to remember the premise I gave you. You're supposed to remember it.
I write it down.
Where?
Right here. Ex-girlfriends. And the one after that was...
You could do a heading in that.
Yeah.
Saying premises. Yeah.
Just
throwing it out there.
I could. Look. Okay, I'm a piece of shit. You win.
I don't care.
Usually he's happy to win these, but he's too hungover for this shit.
Yeah.
Look,
I'm pretty run out. Well, does Mark want a premise?
Mark, do you want a premise?
For next time I come back?
Yeah, no, it's not going to work.
Like 6 weeks?
I don't know why we give the guests premises. They're never going to fucking
give me one
anything.
If you want.
If you want a riff on
I'll
something.
I'll fucking give you something.
That's aggressive.
Aggressive and gay. He's got to share a car home. I drove him here.
Don't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
You ever had an aggressively gay friend?
Have I?
Yeah.
I don't think I've had a gay friend.
What do you do now?
Oh, man. You imagine if you... Oh, man. That'd be fucking funny, having like an aggressively gay friend. Like,
yeah, I have one. His name's Mitchell.
You just go out to pubs and watch him like strong arm
like
dudes.
Aggressively gay or
you know that Will and Powerfish dude that does the videos on YouTube where he goes down to the jetty and fucks with people and asks if they've ever had a man?
Yeah, I love
you're not,
that shit.
Not a man until you had a man?
Yeah.
That's him. Incarnate. They even look the same. They're both fat.
I've got glasses though and no tattoos on my face.
Do you guys enjoy that type of
humor?
Fucking hilarious.
Oh.
I wish.
Funny as fuck. Just fucking with people.
Yeah.
It's the best. Yeah.
I wish I could do something like that on stage. Like, bring that comedy somehow, like the essence of it, to stage.
It's would tension. Be awesome. It's like, yeah. How do you bring that on?
He is aggressively gay, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I can bring some tension to the stage. Talk about shoving cables up your nan's cunt, and it certainly brings tension. Oh. The look on your face then.
Ooh. What sort of cables?
Ah, they were just electrical.
Fiber optic or
no, that's glass.
You're hooking up a TV, weren't you?
Yeah, that was the joke. Yeah. Hooking up a TV for her.
Because, you know, all comedy has a grain of truth in it.
Yeah, I don't think. No, that was a complete lie. The entire thing, I never even hooked up a TV for my nan.
I said good comedy.
Yeah. Oh man, I walked right into that one, didn't I?
I'm really slimming shit out of there.
Oh man. All right, well, let's call it there.
What about fact of the week?
Oh fuck, I've been trying to end this.
What,
this
like is 2 hours in, you start chiming up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just enjoying the shit storm that is now. Like, I've marinated, I've settled.
Yeah.
I'm in a good spot.
Maybe we should have warmed up before this.
Yeah, maybe.
What was my fap of the week? Not mine. Caught Tanya masturbating.
Nice.
Yep.
Taking care of herself.
Yep.
Because you've been out of the game.
Yeah, I've been out of the game and I was like, I heard something upstairs. I was like...
Is that a leaking pipe?
Yeah.
Something sounds wet up there. Better go check it out.
Dripping.
Stinks too. Fuck.
I was like, oh, I wonder what got Tanya crying. She's so upset for. So I finished her off like a good husband. That's my fap of the week. What about you, Ethan?
I don't think I've had one, to be honest. She's been around all the time.
Like, oh, yeah, she's hanging around. Yeah. Fucking like a bad smell.
Yeah, I did have
you're
one.
You're on NoFap, are you?
Yeah, pretty much.
You guys heard about that shit?
Yeah, yeah. NoFap.
Oh, man,
some guys don't go on like a year without masturbating.
I don't think it's good for you.
No, I don't think
it's dangerous,
so.
Doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I make stupid decisions when I don't.
Yeah.
Off. There's that dangerous. But there's also like, I don't know, I feel like your body would become, like they say it because it's like makes you more masculine. Like you're not losing that you're like holding onto it. But
yeah. You're not developing it. Like you're not making any either.
Yeah, you're not making any. So your body forgets how to make it. So it's like, there's that side of it. It's like you're not generating testosterone because you're just holding onto it.
Yeah.
So you're not really going, you're not building more.
Yeah.
You're just staying there.
So 7 days, isn't it?
Testosterone
like 7
is...
days it reaches a peak and then from that point.
Yeah.
Is it?
Like that's after what I read, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
After you've last nutted, you've got 7 yeah. days.
It's like a bottle of milk.
And then you level out.
Got an expiry. Start fucking writing that date on your leg, fellas. That was such a shit joke, but it worked. Yeah.
I did have one. Like, I didn't know Shaz was coming over.
Yeah.
But I forgot that I had it. She's like, did you have a wank today? Because I'd like, taken forever to come. And I'm like, I don't know.
You must have been.
Are you looking around
shit?
The room for the towel? Is that moist?
Yeah. I honestly didn't remember. I'm like, yeah. It was just so like. Just one of those quick ones where you're just like, just get this
it
out
of
me.
Way.
Just
I don't, I don't even think I watched anything. I think I just sort
what?
Of angrily just went.
You like, used your thoughts.
And then it was it, just done.
You're a special kind of person if you can jerk off to thoughts.
Yeah, I can. Do it all the time.
I've lost so much respect for you.
Why? Because I have a good imagination, piece of shit. You and your fucking fantasies.
No, you're just so fucking... You've got a computer right there. It's out of laziness. That's what it is.
It's not out of laziness.
Not, it's not because you got
it's
some
fucking...
It's not
out of laziness at all. It's out of... I've watched everything and too much of everything, so that's all that there is
you're
left.
Afraid of what you might find.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's either like I start looking up horsey porn or I just...
Where do you go from the cakes? Like, if that's what you're into, that's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Exactly. I don't want to know, so I was just like...
I know where you go.
Where?
Poopy porn.
Poopy porn?
Yeah, you go on a poopy porn.
I think that's how that shit develops, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, it's like the Louis C.K. bit where he brings it back around. He's like, I need to be able to like watch someone on the news talking about Libya or something like that.
Yeah, Libya again.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I can't jack off the porn anymore.
Everything sexual, yeah.
Yeah, he has to go back to like what it was like when he was younger to like be able to get off again.
Oh, man, you remember the first time you got off to porn? How fucking great it was. Wish I could go back.
Back and do your fucking uncle's room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it now?
I'm spoiled.
Good. It's still good.
I'm spoiled these days.
I remember when I was young, I used to just play off my dick so much that sometimes it would like chafe and bleed.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fucked. But then like the first time I came, I was like, oh no, I've done it this time. That's heaps of blood. That feels so like wet. I just thought there was shitloads of blood in my hand. I looked down and I'm like, oh.
Oh, it's only wet stuff.
What's that?
How's your imagination now?
Yeah.
Mine's pretty vivid.
I was like, I became a man that day. I was like, sweet. Well, you've never given yourself like a little chafe rub on your top.
I have, 100%. But yeah, I don't tell people about it.
Oh, okay.
Not... Well, I do now.
I haven't done that since I was like, what
number was that for the day? Like
probably like 4 or 5.
Yeah. Like, when you first figure out jerking off. Yeah, I was like
40. I'm gonna put it out there. I've done like 6 or 7 in a day and there was no blood. Like
did you use lube though? Like
I wasn't using a cheese grater either.
Oh, sorry, you've got soft hands, Mark.
What are you doing?
You're a tradie.
Yeah. I was riding push bikes and shit. I had calluses on my hands when I was younger.
I wasn't a tradie at 12.
I wasn't a tradie at 10. Still bled.
Fuck.
I started early.
All right, let's finish it now. That's a good... I feel like...
Mark hasn't had his fap of the week yet.
No, it's late.
For fuck's sake. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's a podcast.
Yeah. All right. I guess we'll see you next week.
We'll call it there.
Yeah. Mwah.